New Hampshire's program to clean up MTBE contamination is getting underway. The Executive Council this week approved funding that will set up a remediation bureau in the Department of Environmental Services to begin testing wells and water sources for contamination by the gasoline additive, which the state banned in 2007. To learn more, I'm joined by Michael Wimsatt. He directs the Waste Management Division of New Hampshire's Department of Environmental Services. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thanks. Great to be here.
For those who don't know, could you describe how MTBE contaminated water sources and then its effects?
MTBE was added to gasoline back in 1995 in what was called reformulated gasoline. And due to air quality problems in the four southern counties of New Hampshire, a law was passed in 1995 to require that reformulated gasoline be offered for retail sale only in those four counties. And because of a variety of reasons associated with the market and the way that gasoline is marketed in New Hampshire, actually, reformulated gasoline and gasoline with MTBE was really marketed throughout the state. And that contaminant, because of the nature of MTBE as a contaminant, when gasoline was released, either through leaking underground storage tanks or other spills of gasoline, MTBE found its way into the groundwater of the state and migrated to drinking water wells and had an impact on drinking water wells.
And to deal with that, DES is setting up an MTBE remediation bureau. What's the makeup of this unit going to look like? And then what will their work look like?
Sure. Well, basically, what we've done is we are using the settlement funds associated with the lawsuit. The state has about $81 million available to it to use to address the MTBE cleanup problem in New Hampshire. And what we've proposed and what has recently been approved by the Fiscal Committee of the Legislature and the Governor and Council is to establish an MTBE remediation bureau in the department's Waste Management Division. And that bureau will have really two sections. One section will focus on cleaning up MTBE-contaminated sites, and then the other section will focus on assessing the impacts of MTBE on drinking water quality, particularly in private drinking water, residential drinking water supply wells. And they will do a lot of work to assess and sample and analyze samples from residential drinking water wells. And then to the extent that we find contamination in certain wells, they will work to take steps to make sure that those homes are provided with safe, clean drinking water, either through treatment systems in the home or through the extension of existing or new public water supply systems.
How much of the overall work that you expect needs to be done will be funded by what you have available to you now?
You know, the MTBE problem is a very large one. And in fact, you know, under the lawsuit, there were settlement funds that were obtained, approximately $81 million of which are available to address this problem. But the total damages that the state claimed in the MTBE lawsuit and at trial were over $800 million. And so there is a larger problem, just, you know, the cost associated if we were going to try to go out and sample every private residential drinking water well in the state, of which there are about 250,000 of them. It would cost, you know, several hundred million dollars to do that testing, do the analysis, and then address the problems that we would expect to find if we did that. So as a result, we're really treating these funds, this $80 million, as money that needs to be used to address the highest priority problem.
And at this point, do you have a timeline for when you expect the team to start heading out to some of those sites and beginning the preliminary tests?
Sure. We still have some work to do to develop the work plan. We have a preliminary work plan worked out, but we want to seek public input on that. So we're going to be reaching out to stakeholders, to municipalities, to the general public, and to the legislators to talk about what that plan looks like. But we do anticipate hiring these positions in the next few months. And getting out, what we'd like to do on the drinking water well issue is to go out and do what I guess you could term a pilot project, where we would look at about 2,000 wells that are closest to about a half a dozen of our high priority sites. And that would be sort of an initial group, and we would hope to get out and start doing that sampling this spring. And then once we've done that, we'll see what we get for results and obviously deal with any contamination issues that we identify. But that effort will also inform a larger effort, which I would anticipate would take place beginning later in 2014 or into 2015, where we'd be looking at a much larger group of residential wells, probably on the order of about 25,000 wells around the over 200 high-priority sites that we've identified.
Mike Wimsatt, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome.